Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Thanks for tuning in today. Great to have you on the program. And we're excited about what God has for us today. Something good is going to happen in your life today. I love the scripture in Psalm 23 that says, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Isn't it great that no matter where you go, no matter how far you go, no matter where you failed, no matter what has happened in your life, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy are with you every day. God's goodness is available. Every day God's mercy is available to you. The throne of His grace is what it's called in the Bible. The throne of His grace in Hebrews chapter 4. We can approach boldly to the throne of His grace to receive mercy and to obtain grace, to obtain His favor, to obtain His goodness in our time of need. When we realize that everything we need in this life is available to us because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Salvation is available because of Jesus. Healing is available because of Jesus. Victory is available because of Jesus. The power over sin and temptation is available because of what Jesus did. Everything that is needed in life, even our daily needs, the Bible says that He became poor, Jesus became poor for us, that we, through His poverty, might be made blessed. God wants us to have what we need because He proves by sending Jesus to the cross for us, by giving us His Son, He proves His love, demonstrates His love, and proves that He won't withhold anything. If He won't withhold His own Son, how would He withhold anything? God is so good. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. It's Wednesday. Come on out to our midweek service and midweek Bible study tonight at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you. If you're in the Chicago area, go to I-90 and Beverly Road. You'll find us right on the corner in Hoffman Estates on I-90 and Beverly Road. And if you're listening from anywhere else in the world, then join us through our webcast and you can simply go to lifechangerschurch.com at 7 p.m. Central Time tonight, 7 p.m. at lifechangerschurch.com. You can also go to that website to find directions and more information about our church, lifechangerschurch.com. Welcome to all of our listeners around the country and around the world through our global broadcast, and a special shout to our radio listeners and in particular, our flagship station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life, and we welcome all of our listeners in the Chicago area on AM 1160, and thank you for your years of listening to the Ask the Pastor radio ministry. Okay, let's go to our phone lines, and let's talk to Tamara in Lansing, Michigan, and then we'll get to, I think, William in Austin, Texas. But Tamara, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for calling today.
Good morning, Pastor Greg.
Good morning. Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I lost my mother in August very quickly, and I'd lived together with her for the last 15 years, and we were best friends, and we're both Christians, and I'm just having a hard time getting over it. And I read all your books and try to do, you know, be the best person I can, but this is something that's hard to get over. It's a loss of a loved one, and I wonder if you could speak for anybody who's mourning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. You know, first of all, I think that, you know, just if we go through some of the scriptures and some of the steps that God gives us to take in the loss of a loved one and somebody as close as your mother, is number one, that First Thessalonians chapter 4 says we don't have to grieve the way the world grieves, because we know that our loved ones who are saved, they are in heaven and they are in the bosom of the Father. They're in the arms of Jesus right now. And so It doesn't mean we don't grieve, but we don't grieve like the world grieves. We don't have to be hopeless. So the first secret to getting through grief is realizing that it's okay to have grief, but we don't have to grieve the way the world does. It's okay to have grief, those emotions and those feelings of a sense of loss, but you have to put it in the perspective of, but wait a minute, my mother is in heaven, and I'm going to see her again one day, and we're going to spend eternity. So the 20 years or the 30 or the 40 or the 50 years that you have left on this earth that you're not going to see her are going to go by just like that. And when you get there, it will be as if you didn't even feel a thing. And so I think that that's number one. Number two, I think that we have to celebrate that person's life. If as long as we're grieving, as long as we still feel the emotions, then I think that you have to have a moment, a night of thanks for your mother, with your relatives, with your children, with your husband, or with anybody that you that loved her also, that is willing to do it, is just like on a maybe. Once every 6 months or once a year, you just go to the grave site, or you go to where she's buried, and you pray and thank God for her, and you take that time. And if you feel that grief really heavy still right now, go today, go tomorrow. In other words, let it all out. I miss you, Mom. Lord, I miss my mother. I pray that you would use me. I pray that whatever she left on this earth, whatever she didn't fulfill in her mission and in your assignment for her life, give it to me, show it to me, give me the whatever was left of her anointing, of her calling, let it be upon me, and have a moment with God in prayer. And if that takes 10 seconds, if that takes 10 hours, go there and have that moment with God. And if you feel the same grief a week later, go again. If you feel the same grief another week later, go again. And because what will happen is you will let out all of your emotions. You'll let out all of your, you'll be able to express yourself. And then that's when you will begin to process through. Because a lot of people, they just keep it all bottled up. So those are the steps that I would take. And then I would really ask God, Lord, whatever my mother had left in her destiny that she didn't fulfill, if there was anything, not that you're being critical of her, but Lord, if there's anything that you called her to fulfill, maybe she had a desire to start an orphanage in another country, but she never was able to. Maybe she had the desire to help prisoners, children of prison inmates, women that are in prison, incarcerated. Maybe her desire was to start some sort of fund for people like that. Then you start it for her. You do the orphanage for her. In other words, whatever was the desire of her heart that God put there that she didn't fulfill, you begin to take on that, that assignment from God, and you'll find grief is gone, and inspiration and motivation will begin to fill your heart, and appreciation for your mother and an honor for her. So those are some things that I would encourage you to do. Great question, and I hope that makes sense. William in Austin, Texas, welcome to Ask the Pastor, and it's great to have you on our program today.
Pastor Gregory Dickow, you got to be strong, because I say things that people think I'm crazy, but I've recorded you at 10 o'clock. My wife told me to be quiet because I did a couple comments, and we had communion since I saw you on the TV. And we're going to take communion every day. And Jesus waited for me. I got thrown out of the church about 6 weeks ago because I believe in healing. I believe in miracles. These people, it was the Church of Christ, and I love them. I'll go back and see them. And, brother, what you're doing now is going to be so big. You have no idea how big it is. Jesus is my best friend, and Jesus waited for me this morning. He waited for me. And I'm communion after watching you on TV. Now, that's not what I'm going to be doing. I'm taking communion early every day, but I believe it pleased the Lord that I waited for my wife to get up out of bed. But she's getting so strong, and more and more, we're listening to the best preachers, and you are one of the best. But I've got a pure, holy, perfect Bible, brother, and I got all the answers. You and I both have the answers, Gregory. We've
Amen.
Got the answers, and we just got to ask the Lord for the best. I am, seeing I'm 80 years old, and every day is the best day of my life. It's been
That's
that way
awesome.
For a week, and it's getting more intense all the time. And you have been such an inspiration. I offered $1 to get the communion thing. I got it about 3 weeks ago, and I told him I'd give your ministry $10 at least every day, every month for 10 months. I'll make it 12 months. I trust you that much. I trust
Thank
where
you.
You're going.
Thank
and
you.
I will be telling all these other people to watch you, and they will watch you, and they'll be sending money. And what you're doing right now is so powerful. The people are so hungry for what you're doing. But no one on TV is holding up a book and saying, this is the Word of God. It's thus saith the Lord. It's pure. It's holy. It's perfect. We call the King James Version. It's not a version of the Bible. It's not a King James. It is the Holy Bible. And
hey, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, William. Hey, William. Hey, William, you know, let me ask you something. It's so great to hear from you. You're 80 years old, and I want to ask you, for all of our listeners, what is your secret to how you've kept your energy? You sound like you're 40 years old, yet you're 80 years old. Give us, give our listeners one quick tip before I got to let you run.
Well, all I need to know, the Lord showed me every day, everything I need to know, is read His Word. I have exactly the words. If you say one wrong word, brother, I'm going to tell you, you didn't say it right, okay? I love the Word. I believe the Word. I'm even learning
Amen.
To enter into His rest. I shoot left-handed free throws every day. I'm right-handed. I made actually 46 in a row. But anyway, I do all things
awesome.
Through Christ who strengthens me. Everything Jesus can do, I can do. And I listen to you, and you encourage me so much. And I'm having communion every day. And I'm
wow.
asking the Lord every day to for the best. I'm God's beloved. You are God's beloved. We've got to be bold. We've got to get rid of all the
That's
guilt,
great.
All the condemnation, all
yeah.
the fear, everything.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of anything. And Jesus first in my life all day long, not just the first hour.
That's so good. You know, come out and visit us sometime, William. I'd love to have you out here in Chicago, and we could do some good stuff together. And I really appreciate your encouragement. And 80 years old, William,
brother,
from Austin, Texas. I'm sorry, William. I just wanted to let our listeners know, this is a man who's 80 years old who said the secret is he reads his Bible, that he can do all things through Christ, which strengthens him, and that he's right-handed, but he shoots free throws left-handed in order to be better. At 80 years old, and he hit 46 free throws in a row. Am I hearing you right, William? You hit 46 free throws in a row left-handed?
Yes, yes, yes. And let me know when to be there, because I'm ready to be there. I could be there tomorrow in my old clothes. All we got to do is get together. You will agree what I say. I'm agreeing what you say, but there's
That's
only
good.
One Bible that's poisoning
yeah.
these other Bibles, and nobody is on TV or radio is telling me what I know, what I've known for years.
Yeah.
So let me
well,
know
the Word
when
of God
I can
is,
be there, and I'll be
think,
there.
Amen. Thank you. And thanks again for calling, William. And, you know, we are so grateful for the Word of God. And the Word of God is what changes people's lives. So really appreciate that that word and those thoughts from William. And thanks again. And so we'll be in touch. William, you leave your name, your phone number, your contact information with one of our screeners. And we would appreciate hearing from you again. And we'll contact you a time when we could get together, perhaps, because I appreciate your energy and your zeal for God and your love for the Word of God. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow, 847-645-1355. Let's talk to Arlene in St. Louis. Arlene, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Good morning. Pastor, I'm calling because I'm in sort of a storm. My mother, she's 92, and she's being treated for mild to moderate Alzheimer's. But starting on Monday, she just went into a spiral. She didn't know where she was. She was saying things like, she was upset because she just thought her grandmother had just passed away and her husband, and she just went. It was just a spiral. And I took her to the doctor yesterday. They put on some meds, maybe for a possible infection. But she's still very confused this morning. She's still asking a lot of questions.
Well, let's pray for her right now. What is her name, Arlene?
Ruby.
Ruby. Lord, we just pray for Ruby together. You said if two shall agree about anything they ask, it shall be done. And we agree together right now. Arlene and I believe that you're the God who heals. And, Lord, we pray for healing for all of our listeners who have loved ones with Alzheimer's or dementia or they're losing their memory. We pray for healing. We pray for healing spiritually. We pray for healing emotionally, physically. We pray for mental healing. We pray, Lord, that you would provide the right food, the right doctors, the right care, the right information. But most of all, we pray for a supernatural touch from heaven for Ruby's life and her mind and her brain in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Amen. Arlene, thank you for calling and thank you for being a part of today's program. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Gregory Dickow. We're going to continue to take your questions and take your calls this Wednesday, which is midweek service day for a lot of churches, and our church is certainly one of them that wants to study the Bible together. And we're going to study the Bible together today. It's going to change your life. Like William said, who's 80 years old, what's the secret to why he sounds 40, why he shoots left-handed free throws 46 in a row, when he's a right-handed person at 80 years old? Why does he have the energy and the joy, and why is he such an encouragement? It's because he said the first thing that came out of his mouth was he reads his Bible every day. Did you guys catch that? He reads his Bible every day. That's the secret. That is the key, the Word of God. Man does not live God's kind of life on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how we live. He reads his Bible every day. Let's do that, you guys. That's how we're going to grow, man. That's how we're going to have that kind of energy, that kind of life, and that kind of healing power. Come on out to our midweek service, 7 p.m. Go to lifechangerschurch.com for more info. Lifechangerschurch.com. And you can find us on I-90 and Beverly Road in Hoffman Estates if you're in the Chicago area. And if you're outside of the Chicago area, tune into our webcast at lifechangerschurch.com. Let's go to, I think, Eva in Suffolk, Virginia. Eva, thank you for calling today.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
I have a question about righteous anger. I just came back to a home to my husband who I almost divorced. He has my two children, which are now teenagers. Well, my husband got away from Christianity, and he didn't raise the children right. There's a lot of problems with my children. And I am trying to share some words with them. Then I backed out because I was bombarded negatively. I did fasting and praying. After the fasting and praying, I started feeling anger, but it was not anger, negative anger. I feel like it's a righteous anger. And I'm not sure, I'm praying and asking God what to do with that. Am I supposed to just defend my spiritual beliefs out loud, boldly, or why am I feeling this? I know it's a good anger. Even Jesus said anger. This is the kind of anger I feel in me, but not sure what to do with it.
Well, let's talk about that. Because, you know, when you look at Jesus, when he had what you described as righteous anger, he had zeal for God's house, and the Bible says that he went into the temple and cleansed the temple, right? And so he went in there and he drove out all the money changers, he drove out all the people that were trying to take advantage and exploit other people, and were not honoring the Passover that Jerusalem was preparing for. So I think you know the tree by the fruit it produces. How do we know if if anger is righteous anger or if we're just angry because we don't have control over our emotions. How do we know the difference? Well, righteous anger did the following things for Jesus. It caused him to bring cleansing into his temple, right? He went into the temple and cleansed the temple. Then it caused him to, the Bible says, he said, "My house shall be a house of prayer." So it caused him to create an atmosphere for prayer. And then he said, "And my house shall be a house of power." And so the Bible says, and they came to him, and they brought the lame, and they brought the sick, and they brought all those that were hurting to him in the temple after he'd cleansed it, and he healed many people there. So notice his righteous anger produced cleansing, it produced prayer, and it produced power. Okay, so you could say purity, prayer, and power. That's what happened when Jesus went into the temple. So righteous anger is going to result in healing. Like a person who has righteous anger says, I hate and I have this anger about human trafficking that's taking place in our country, and I'm going to do something about it, and I'm going to start an organization, or I'm going to give spare money that I have to this organization. Now you see that righteous anger has produced good fruit. So now you know that it was righteous anger. But when we're just angry at the way people treat me, I'm mad at people because of what they did to me, that's not righteous anger because it's self-centered. Righteous anger is others-centered. It's centered on others, whereas wrong anger is when we're angry for because of something somebody did to us. So the proper anger, the unrighteous anger, is when it's all about us, and righteous anger is when it's about others. I think those are the ways to really detect the difference. I hope that makes sense. Eva, great to hear from you. We're just about out of time, folks, and if you are wanting to start this year out right, we're almost into the second week now of January. We've all experienced some kind of loss last year. Perhaps you've lost money or health, a job or opportunity, peace of mind. It's time to get it back. This is your year. God says in Joel 2:25, "I'll restore to you the years that were taken." I believe that God is the God of restoration, and we should go into this new year expecting God's restoration in our lives. And I want to prepare you for experiencing all of that restoration. I've got a CD series I want to send you as my gift to you. I'll show you how to see all of the things that you've lost restored. Finances, opportunities, your health, your family, whatever has been lost or broken in your life, God wants to restore it. And all you've got to do to get that is just call us right now and ask for it. And with your gift of any amount to help us on our radio program, help this radio ministry continue, we'll send you this CD series, Your Season of Restoration, and I'll send it to you for any gift amount, $10, $25, $5, whatever you can give. Call 800-761-9521. That's 800-761-9521. Or go online to gregorydickow.com, gregorydickow.com. Welcome once again to Ask the Pastor. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for giving us the time. And come on out to church, to Life Changers Church, 7 p.m., I-90 in Beverly Road. Go to lifechangerschurch.com and join us on our live webcast in just a moment from now at 7 p.m. if you're listening in the Chicago area. All right, God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.